Hey there, are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Join Adel Kozilski and Faggy Stern as they explore ways to reverse chronic illness and achieve vibrant health. Your health is your only wealth, and together we can be better. Hashtag healthy you, wealthy you.
Well, I guess we can say that the stress is on. It's exactly 4 weeks to Pesach. Faggy, how's your neck doing?
Pesach sounds like a really stressful Rosh
Hashanah. I'm so stressed. I don't even know it's Rosh Hashanah.
It's actually quite funny, Adel. I did send someone a message yesterday also to say it's Pesach. I guess it's the same type of stress.
Well, maybe it's just the time of redemption, right? Even though have you got your menus done? Have you got all your guests coming? Like, people have been inviting me and I'm going, dudes, like, it's still a couple of weeks away.
Exactly. It's also Johannesburg. It's a Johannesburg thing to invite like a couple of months in advance, you know? God forbid, it should be very close to the time.
Somebody invited me the other day and I said to him, listen, my only calendar that's open is Hanukkah. Sorry, I'm fully booked. Well, good morning to all our listeners. This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show. Myself, Adel, and Faggy. We're back again and we're maybe going to be talking about how to navigate through the next few couple of weeks. There's a lot to do. We know that during this time, it's a time of introspection and spiritual reflection. And we all live with a tremendous amount of stress. However you want to define stress, and maybe we will have even a definition of stress. And today we're going to be talking about a modality called body stress release. Our guest is a lady by the name of Nina Johnson. I'm not going to read her full bio, but she certainly has traveled the world, born in Germany. She's worked with her husband in Kazakhstan. She has been in Doha, in Qatar. She has come and she's gone, but right now she is in South Africa. She is a qualified body stress release practitioner, which apparently came due to her own healing experience. So we're going to listen up and get to know Nina. And then, of course, it's time for you and a place for you also to ask your questions on 34519 or on our Telegram number 061-895-1019. A warm welcome, Nina. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Wonderful to be here. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk about my fantastic modality that I'm part of. I'm very excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, to kick start it off, through your bio, you said that it came through your own healing journey. So maybe give us a little bit of whatever you feel is important towards people just understanding you and, you know, how you came to this. And then we'll start unpacking what this modality is about.
Okay. At that stage, I was living in Doha in Qatar, and I developed tingling in both of my hands. Now, I need to mention that I have got type 1 diabetes, so I've got juvenile diabetes. So anything nerve-related is very alarming for us, you know, living with diabetes. So I came for a short period to South Africa, and luckily I spoke to the right person. Because usually people would go to a neurologist, maybe get an operation, get tablets, whatever, whatever. And she said, I would like you to go and see a body stress release practitioner. So I did a little bit of reading about it, and then I went to see her. I had to book 3 sessions. That is what one has to do. It's a process by which we unlocking the communication between the body and the brain, and get, you know, everything flowing. So I went to see her, and most of the time you lie face down, and she worked on my spine, on my neck, on my lower back. And, after the first session, my tingling was gone. And it never returned.
Wow.
And I had it, and that was in the year 2013, and I had it for 3 months, solid, 24 hours a day. As I say, it was very alarming. It was astonishing what happened. After one session with a BSR practitioner, it was gone, and it never returned. So that was my first introduction to body stress release. Then I went back overseas. We did our assignments. And we came when we came back, it was really always at the back of my mind. And I contacted them and asked, you know, sent my CV through, my resume, and they asked me then to, they invited me for an interview. And I was interviewed. It's quite, they're very specific as to who they would accept as a body stress release practitioner, because your reasoning has to be correct in terms of why do you want to become a BSR practitioner. And for me, it was really to make a difference in other people's lives. And because of my own experience, I just, yeah, it's astonishing what it does. It is your body doing the healing. We facilitate the process of getting the communication going. It's the nerve communication between the body and the brain. And to get that going, we use an analogy. It's like unpeeling an onion, where we go down to these levels of stress that have been stored in the physical structure. And that's obviously what happened to me, and it was released. And my body healed itself. So that's,
I found it quite fascinating, like the effects of stress and what the mind does to our bodies. And you know, like we always discuss, I mean, Adel, we've been discussing this for years and years about traumas and, you know, certain emotions that literally are trapped inside our bodies. And I'm assuming that the body stress release really does kind of tap into that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it can go as far back as as actually even giving birth. You know, you being born and the stress that is locked in the physical structure. So we're talking about an overload of stress, and that can be physical, emotional, mental. And what I find often, it's the mental and the emotional stress that is causing the physical pain and physical discomfort. I see the daily in my practice. It is really astonishing. To restore that communication again and for the self-healing body to do its thing. It's just really astonishing.
So I think this is the discussion around the whole world of somatic healing today that is becoming more and more, you know, a common practice, and people using these modalities in conjunction with other healing practices to really get to it, because we are body and soul. We are body and mind, body and spirit. And our bodies are just communication channels to really what is happening in the intangible. You know, I think that we've lived a world that is so physical for so long. You know, you're sick, here's that, you know, antibiotic, just take it away, moving along. You've got a headache, take the Panada, move it away. And I think slowly, and again, I'm not knocking that somebody should take a Panada when they've got a headache or take an antibiotic if you've got a bacterial infection. What I'm saying is that I don't know how many people have come to the point where they can ask the question, why am I feeling that? You know, why do I have the headache? Yes, I have the headache. Maybe I need to do something about it right now. But why do I have that headache? And what am I storing inside? I think it's a very scary thing for people to look inside. I mean, when you do it, there's no talk therapy, is there?
When you come to the first session, we take a detailed medical history. We also ask about trauma, if there was any trauma in their lives, if they wish to share it. So I get an understanding about the person who's in front of me. And I've got a relationship, really, with all my clients. I know them. I know what's going on in their life. They share. So, as I say, the first session is really to get to know each other, but I still work physically on your body. To understand the body, I go through basically starting from the head, going all the way down to the sole of your feet, understanding where is there any discomfort, is there any pain. Anxiety is a big thing. The majority of my clients who come to me have got severe stress, severe anxiety, maybe work-related, relationship-related, family-related. We deal with babies, with pregnant ladies, with toddlers, with the elderly. I've got quite a number of children who come to me, and they are very, very receptive to the self-healing of the body. And when children that age, you know, toddlers come, I can just relate a story that happened.
If you can hang on that story, we'd like to go for a little bit of a break. You're going to share the story right as soon as we get back. We're talking to Nina Johnson. We're talking about body stress release. I'm sure you have lots of questions as we do. You can ask it through our SMS line 34519 or our Telegram number 061-895-1019.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kosilski and Faggy Stern.
We are speaking to Nina Johnson. We're talking about body stress release. And just before the break, you were telling us how, how open children are to healing. You were going to share us a story.
Yes. I'd just like to mention up front that just to explain a little bit, body stress release is really a very gentle, it's a precise and effective technique, and it's assisting the body to heal itself naturally. So we release the body stress using a very light but definite pressure in indicated direction. As the nerve communication is restored, the body can then commence with the healing itself. So we perform a series of pressure tests with a person lying down fully clothed, and the muscular responses indicate the site of the body stress. In the case of that I just had recently, the toddler, 18 months old, she is the daughter of a client who's been coming to me for more than 5 years. And this child had a fall off the swing. And they took her to the hospital. She had the x-rays done. There was nothing broken, no ligaments torn. But it took them 3 hours to have the x-rays done because she was performing and screaming. She was very, very upset about the whole process. About 2 weeks later, she brought the child to me. And when the child saw the bed, because I've got an automated bed, but I did actually level it down. But when she saw the bed, she just started screaming again. Oh, she was very unhappy. So we went out to the patio, we walked around the pool, and she said, since that fall, the child does not want to get up. She just wants to sit. She doesn't want to walk. She doesn't want to run, which she usually does. And she's dragging one of her legs. So I watched her, observed her, and I could see that she was dragging her left leg. Anyhow, we calmed her down, and in the end, she was sitting on the lap of the mother, facing the mother, and I could work very gently on her, gave her a full release. She even fell asleep. The very next day, she got up, she walked, she ran, and there was no dragging of any leg any longer. So it took one session to actually release that stress overload that the child experienced. There was obviously a lot of fright involved, and this fright incapacitated the child. And so we're talking about an 18-month-old toddler who can't even reason or think, well, it's mind over matter. She can't even say a full sentence yet. So this is how an overload of stress, which this child experienced, can actually be stored in the physical structure and has a physical outcome, a mental outcome in terms of not wanting to walk anymore, and a physical outcome dragging one of her legs.
But what are you actually doing? Like,
Inquisitive.
I'm being inquisitive because I understand the modality, for example, of body talk, and I understand the modality of craniosacral. Mm-hmm. What makes you different? What are you doing to what is happening that you're able to move that stress? Is it like a Reiki type of healing? What is it?
It is a physical touch. It is our own technique, which we don't disclose. And what it does is, as I mentioned earlier on, it's like unpeeling an onion and going down to where the stress is actually located in the body. And it's a very gentle technique by which we release. So we do touch the body, but it's a very gentle technique. And that opens up the communication between the body and the brain. And it's your body doing the healing. We're just the facilitator of that process.
Is it connected like to the fascia, for instance?
Yeah.
No, it's we are using light but definite pressure in an indicated direction, because stress can also be located on the spine in either direction, and your body gives us feedback via a muscular response, one of your legs pulling shorter ever so slight. And that is...
So it's almost like something's actually stuck somewhere and you're trying to move it.
Correct, correct. It is really stored in the deeper muscles in the body. And over time, if stress has been happening for a long time, even going as far back as childhood, the stress, the layers of that overload of stress, which is stored in the physical structure, is opened up and the communication takes place. And it is your body that is determining how many of those layers will it let go. This is why it is also important. If you've got an accident, I've got two young ladies living close by, and they're very involved in sporty things. And if they have got an injury, they come immediately. The mother contacts me, they come immediately, so that that overload of stress that the body experienced is not manifesting itself in going deeper and deeper and sitting there in the muscles, so that it is actually released as soon as possible, like with this child, you know, the toddler, so that the communication can be restored much quicker. There is no time frame in terms of how many sessions does somebody need to have that overload of stress or the pain disappear. It is from body to body, you know, determined. It's determined by your body, truly. But most of the time, this is why I also take a detailed medical history and go through your body, because people just don't have one pain or one discomfort. They have headaches, they have got neck pain, they have maybe got numbness or tingling in the hands. Yeah, there is various things. And every time when the client comes, we go through all of the points that they have mentioned and say, what about the headache? Oh, no, that's gone. So they are miraculous healing is taking place throughout your body that is really determined by what your body is opening up in terms of the layers of that stress that's being held by your body.
So if somebody has a really deep-rooted stress, okay, so in the case of the kid, there was a direct cause, the kid fell or whatever, have you hurt themselves, you could see the direct cause, the mother, you know, quickly dealt with it, and, it probably would leave, you know, it left. Yes. and the kid moved on. You know, what happens with people who perhaps are getting neck ache or headache or any pain or whatever like that, because it's coming from really some deep-seated trauma that has been perpetual. For example, they had an abusive relationship or childhood or something where the situation is chronic, or let's go at that the person's living with something chronic right now. Then what happens there? You keep, you know, kind of like right now it sounds very simplistic that come, we peel it, you know, the body starts communicating again, the stress goes away and goodbye. But that's not the nature of stress sometimes.
No. Yeah, so I can give so many examples of people who have come here. Their whole body is so inflamed that even to the light touch, they actually scream in pain. And so sometimes, very seldom though, I can't give a full release because the person is so inflamed. Their body is so hypersensitive. So even the light touch, and I mean, for a baby also, I mean, it's a very, very light touch. I see immediate results where the person, when they come off the bed, they are suddenly a light on and they say, I am feeling so much better. It is really the process that we do is starting up that self excuse me, that self-healing process of the body. I've had one person that just came to my mind. She had a very severe traumatic experience 30 years ago. Her whole body was in pain. What happened to her is while I was attending to her body, she actually started crying and she started sobbing. So she had an immediate emotional release. She came for quite a number of sessions before she entered into a monthly maintenance. She comes once a month. And she said to me, "Nina, this has done more for me and my healing than any of the psychologists and psychiatrists I've been to for the last 30 years. So it is really giving the body a chance to heal itself. So
well, I think we need to recognize that, you know, there is place for psychologists and psychiatrists.
Oh, yes.
And there is definitely a place for talk therapy. I have certainly found that you know, talk therapy does have its positive. Sometimes, you know, you need to intellectually put things in place or understand logically or get in touch with that which, you know, you're troubled by. At the same time, I do resonate with the fact that sometimes too much talking just mushes around the trauma. And however much you can understand it from a logical, from an intellectual perspective, if that's what it is, your body's still holding the trauma or the stress. And there is a disconnect between
disconnect,
them.
Yeah. And I must just mention that the sole purpose of body stress release is really to locate and release the sites of body stress. It is not a diagnosis or a treatment of any condition or illness, as it does not seek to replace any form of medical care. Mm. It is truly it's complementary to medicine. That's what body stress release is, but giving the opportunity for your body to heal itself.
It's an interesting idea because, you know, we always discuss also about, like, you know, Adel was mentioning before about the headaches. And, you know, we do live, there are people that do live with chronic illnesses or chronic back pain or pains. And we do try and seek, you know, finding the medications or finding, you know, like you were mentioning about going to a neurologist to understand what was going on. But these types of modalities, I mean, we've been experiencing them for a long time, and I feel like it just goes really, really deep. Like it finds, and it almost like pinpoints, sometimes it pinpoints like what actually happened in your life. And it's the kind of release that you can never really explain it.
No, and what it does actually with body stress release, it goes to the cause of the problem. So in the cause of the problem is an overload of stress, may it be physical, emotional, or mental. So we are always working on the entire body. We do not work on a body part. Like in my case, when I had this severe tingling for 3 months, she never even looked at my hands because my hands were not the cause of the discomfort of the permanent tingling for 3 months. She never looked at my hands. So usually,
do people come to you like they've got a physical ailment, or can somebody go and say, "Listen, I feel great, no headaches, no chronic neck, no tingling in the hands, whatever have you. I'm just feeling out of sorts. I'm actually in an emotional overwhelm."
I've got many clients who come to me just with anxiety, an overload of emotional stress, can't cope with life. They're just overwhelmed by things. They can't really pinpoint it. I had a lady that came to me a year ago, and she's coming monthly. She said, "Nina, when I came for the first session, I was broken. I was so, so broken." And she didn't even share that as much in the first session when I took the medical history. But she came telling me that she's got the physical ailments, the back pain, shoulders, neck pain. But she said, "The real reason I came is really I was overwhelming me and I did not know how to cope any longer." And that caused the physical discomfort in her entire body. And she said, I was broken. I'm not broken anymore. I am able to live. She said, it's just really miraculous healing for me that all of that stress that I had is manageable. Body stress release. I've got one other client I'd like to mention. He came with physical pain, and then he said, the only reason I'm coming now is for the stress not to overwhelm me. He said, if you would have told me in the first session that it addresses the emotional and the mental stress overload, I would have laughed at you. But it does. He said, what BSR does for me, it grounds me, it focuses me. Stuff that is happening doesn't overwhelm me anymore. I can manage my stress and I don't go into a tiz any longer. And he's a man of in his 60s and he's still working as a bank manager. So, and he's coming regularly. He said he loves BSR because of what it does for him.
It's obviously very linked to the nervous system.
It is totally linked to the nervous system. Totally.
I mean, because we're all walking around with our nervous systems off balance.
Yeah.
Tizzed, completely tizzed.
I mean, I'm speaking for myself. I'm not the whole world, but I definitely am speaking for myself. It's just that overload of stress just kind of tips you over the edge.
It does, yeah.
And you
it
literally, can. I mean, like, you can sometimes just say, like, my nervous system is off balance. I feel like I'm off balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it could also be like for most people probably listening, it can be, oh yes, you know, I've got this, I've got that, I recognize the stress, I recognize that stress. For other people, it could be that they're not even in touch with the fact that they're behaving in a certain way because they're carrying some type of stress in their bodies, some type of trauma in their bodies, you know. It would be interesting because, you know, lots of times we do speak to healers and, you know, you go in exactly like this. You go and you say to the lady, my hands are tingling. And I'm sure that wasn't the reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, you were worried, she has diabetes 1. So this is, you know, this neurological thing and maybe it was something else. Do people get, and I'm going to leave this as a cliffhanger because we have to go for a break, but we're going to answer this afterwards. Is do people get to understand what the cause of this stress is if it's not related? Like, so you had tingling in your hands, that was the physical manifestation. You thought, you know, this is why I'm coming because I am diabetic and, you know, this is a big problem with for people with diabetes. And was it something else that was running into it? You'll have an opportunity to help us with that answer right after the break. If you'd like to join this conversation or you have a question for Nina, 34519 is our SMS line, 061-895-1019 is our Telegram number. This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show, and this is 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kozulski and Faggy Stern.
We're speaking to Nina Johnson, and Nina, do people get an insight, really what I was trying to ask before the break, do people get an insight as to why they have, so I'm going to come and say to you, I have a headache, right? And I can maybe say to you, you know, I had a headache, I slept wrong, but truthfully, my headache is coming, I don't know, from something else. Do people land up getting an insight as to what the real cause of the headache is?
Usually headaches are related to anxiety, also to your neck. For example, my problem with the tingling and the numbness in my hands, the actual cause, it came from my neck. All of us have an overload, really, of stress just living in this life, you know, and an overload is, or let's say body stress is a powerful factor in everyone's lives. And it undermines the health and the well-being in a variety of different ways. And when the level of stress goes beyond the ability, you know, to deal with the stress, it becomes locked into our physical structure. So you coming with a headache, it could be a number of things causing that. It could be anxiety, work stress, you're pulling up your shoulders, you distort your posture. Posture has got also an effect on your body. So, you know, pulling your shoulders up, that puts tension into the neck, that can go up all the way into your head, giving you headaches, coupled with the anxiety of work stress. So it is usually not one thing that is the cause of your physical discomfort. It is you're not sleeping well, you're stressing yourself out, you want to be slim, you do exercise like a demon, you're not getting enough rest time in the day, you've got fights with your family. All of that is a combination of stress overload. It's usually never just one thing.
Caroline, that means that you know, people should be taking a ticket at your door, honestly, because like who today, save of somebody who decides to go live in the middle of nowhere, you know, with no stress except the fact, you know, of perhaps the wind's blowing today or the sun isn't as hot.
It's actually interesting because before the show, I was thinking to myself, Nina must walk around wanting to just do body stress release on everyone that she sees because you see someone's tired, you see someone's overwhelmed, you see someone's walking, you know, dragging their feet. It's just everyone is stressed.
Everyone is stressed. And it's the
same. Can you do it on yourself?
Pardon?
Do you do it on yourself or you can't do it on yourself?
I do not do it on myself, but we are, as practitioners, we meet, and I've got my buddy who is, we were in the same year of training. We became body stress release practitioners. In actual fact, she's coming tomorrow and we're going to give each other a release. So it is great if we have two releases a month. And so we meet. I meet with a couple of practitioners and we talk, we share our case studies, we help one another. And yeah, we give, and what it does for me, and I have got no physical pain whatsoever anywhere in my body. But what it does for me, it just makes me a happier person. It releases the stress. I love getting a BSR session. It makes me more grounded, more focused. Nothing overwhelms me. I can deal with the daily stresses. And I try to keep the daily stresses away as far as possible. So that's
Who developed BSR? What are the origins of BSR?
BSR was developed by Ewald and Gail Magesy 35 years ago. South Africans.
Really? Okay. Yes. Yeah, for South Africans. Local as well.
100%. It's just amazing. Ewald fell out of a tree when he was 5 years old, and he was in and out of consciousness for about a week. When he came fully to himself, he was in such severe back pain, he could hardly move. They had all the tests done, x-rays, all the tests. They could not find the cause of that severe back pain. So he could never partake actually in sports events or even do sport in school. So he had a very difficult childhood where he was ridiculed by his peers and he was reprimanded by the teachers because he moved around in his chair to get more comfortable because he was in such discomfort, in such pain. He had days where he would slither out of bed and sit in a wheelchair, and he thought he's going to land up in a wheelchair. As he got older, he went to Cape Town. While he was studying, he met his wife, Gail, and now and then he would go to a chiropractor, and that would give him temporary release. So they decided they are going to become, after his studies, they're going to go and study to become chiropractors, especially for Gail to give him some kind of life. So at that stage, he couldn't do the training in South Africa. So they went to America to become chiropractors. They did not like the invasiveness of the practice at that time. It might have changed. But they were lucky enough, and it was hard for them to support themselves financially there, to attend a weekend seminar with Dr. Van Rumt, a chiropractor who not only used a much gentler method to release the physical discomfort in the body, but also found a way for the body to give him feedback. And that is what I mentioned earlier on, that muscular response that indicates the site of the body stress. So it got them very excited about the body, the nerve structure, the muscle structure in the body. They started working on each other, and over time, his pain started to shift. It became less. They finished their studies. They did become chiropractors and opened their, when came back to South Africa, opened the chiropractor practice in Cape Town. And with every patient that they had, it was they did a case study. They worked together on the body. One would, what we call, test, okay, on the body. The other one would be to see, is there a muscular response indicating, yes, there is body stress. Dr. Van Rumt only started the process of developing this technique. He didn't even give it a name. They were so successful with developing their technique, or this technique that he started, that they stopped using chiropractor practice altogether, and they only used what they have developed. And after a very short time, people would bring their babies, their toddlers, their children, the elderly, because it was just such an amazing, miraculous healing taking place. But they also said, it is your body doing the healing, not us. We just facilitate the process. They also found that it doesn't only address the physical pain or discomfort, but it also does the healing of the mental and the emotional stress overload.
Absolutely fascinating. This has been a fascinating discussion. We are going for a wee little bit of a break, and we'll be back shortly. This is 101.9 High FM.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kosilski and Faggy Stern.
Time flies when you're really having fun, and we've only got a minute or two. I've got another 125,000 questions. Maybe we'll have you back again. But for the benefit of our listeners, Nina, if they'd like to get in contact with you, how can they?
They can contact me on my mobile. Send me a WhatsApp, and I will attend to it, because most of the time I'm busy with clients. So my phone number is 072-104-9646. I repeat, 072-104-9646. They can also find me if they Google BSR with Nina, and my profile should be coming up. You asked me earlier on, what is really body stress? Body stress, I can say it in one sentence, is disruption of natural healing.
There you go. That's a very nice definition, and definitely sums it all up. Thank you so much for your time. Faggy, as always, you're a star. Find all of these people. I think everybody must just come to Faggy Salon if you want to go. and plug in a thing. This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show. If you'd like to join our WhatsApp group, where we drop just a little bit of encouragement every single day to change the way that you look at life, the way you lead your life, because at the end of the day, your health is your only wealth. You're most welcome to. You can send an email to info@highfm.com. Give us your name, give us your number. It's admin run, so you can even leave it on silent. Nobody's pinging you 25 times a day. We're just reminding you that you are in charge of your health to an exceedingly large extent, and you can feel better every single day. So thank you for joining us, and we'll be back same time, same place next week. This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show, and this is 101.9 High FM.